Good morning. This is Wyoming Debrief from Wyoming Public Radio News. It's Tuesday, December 16th. I'm Charles Pelkey with these news updates from around Wyoming. Last month, the seven upper and lower basin states failed to come up with new terms defining how the Colorado River is to be shared. Starting today, tribes and other water users across the West will gather for an annual conference for more discussions. For the Mountain West News Bureau, Gabriel Pietrazio has more.
30 federally recognized tribes are among those water users trekking to Las Vegas, including Amelia Flores, who is chairwoman of the Colorado River Indian Tribes, or CRIT, living along the border of California.
Our hopes is to hear some tidbit, some inkling how the tribes play a part in that.
CRIT is Arizona's largest and most senior Colorado River water rights holder. Despite frequent meetings with federal officials, Flores suggests those agencies are scrambling to figure things out.
It's going to be interesting to see what information is going to be passed down to us.
A new deadline has been made for states to finalize an agreement by mid-February. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Gabriel Pietrazio.
In anticipation of the holiday travel season, the University of Wyoming is warning employees who hail from other countries about possible delays to re-enter the United States. UW employs roughly 700 foreign nationals, many of whom are student workers. H-1B visa holders will now be subject to social media vetting, which the federal government calls an online presence review. UW's 600 international students are already subject to that review. The U.S. State Department and UW are telling foreign nationals to make their profiles public to assist with that vetting process. UW recommends foreign employees contact the university's Human Resources Department as they prepare travel plans. Affordable Care Act tax credits are set to expire at the end of the month. Last week, lawmakers failed to come up with an alternative, killing competing proposals from Democrats and Republicans. The Mountain West News Bureau's Yvette Fernandez reports our region is facing among the highest increases in health insurance rates.
Brendan Buck with the nonprofit healthcare watchdog group, Keep Americans Covered, watched the political debate in Congress with concern. With tax credits set to expire at the new year, many people are about to feel the squeeze.
On average, premiums are going to increase 114%. That's more than double, and that's just to keep the plan that you already have. So families are now going to be asked to pay hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars more a month.
Premiums in our region are expected to increase significantly, according to the group. The biggest hit will be in New Mexico, followed by Wyoming, Colorado, Arizona, Nevada, and Idaho. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Yvette Fernandez.
National monuments don't just protect landscapes, they help keep drinking water clean for millions of people. But new research warns those protections could weaken under the Trump administration's efforts to redraw monument boundaries. The Mountain West News Bureau's Caleb Radel has more.
A new report from the Center for American Progress, a progressive think tank, says shrinking monument boundaries could remove safeguards from rivers that run through them. Rivers flowing through monuments like Bear's Ears and Grand Staircase Escalante feed major systems such as the Colorado River, which supplies water to many Mountain West communities. And many of those river miles lack other conservation protections, says co-author Drew McConville.
If the Trump administration were to decide to strip protections from these lands, they could be exposed to extractive development and all of the pollution and impacts that could come along with it.
McConville says small rural and tribal communities could be hit hardest, and that decisions about monument protections today may shape the region's water security for decades. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caleb Radel.
A record number of grizzlies continue to die in the greater Yellowstone ecosystem. Wyoming Public Radio's Hannah Merzbach reports this is largely due to human causes.
This year, the U.S. Geological Survey reported 73 grizzly deaths in the ecosystem in and around Yellowstone National Park. The same number as last year, which was a record for the decade. 21 of the grizzlies lost this year were reportedly killed due to conflicts with livestock. 16 were killed by wildlife officials because bears got too used to human food or too close to people. 6 were because of natural causes. At the same time, several members of Congress from Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming are pushing to take the bears off the endangered species list, saying population numbers are up. But environmental groups point to the back-to-back record numbers of killings and the links to humans. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Hannah Mersbach.
And finally, calling all musicians and podcasters, the Wyoming Arts Council and Wyoming Humanities are looking for tracks for the upcoming 2026 Wyoming Road Trip playlist. The Spotify playlist brings together tunes and stories to showcase the talents of Wyomingites around the state. The application is open until January 26th. Musicians and podcasters must live in Wyoming to apply. Artists need to already have their work on Spotify to be considered. And now let's hear from Ivy Engel for a lighter look at Wyoming news.
This is Around Wyoming. Here are some stories from around the state. A plant enthusiast has put down his flower press, at least for now. The Laramie Boomerang reports Ernie Nelson retired from the Rocky Mountain Herbarium after 51 years of collecting and preserving plant specimens. Within that plant library, Nelson's name is on 87,368 samples, not counting the ones he gathered this year. Though he's retiring, he plans to keep collecting just on his own dime and time. Two Cody educators recently returned from presenting at a national conference. The Powell Tribune reports Teresa Mariger and Greer Clark spoke about innovative, rural-centered science instruction at the National Science Teaching Association Conference in Minnesota. Their presentation was on the extreme weather of avalanches. They were part of a cohort dedicated to advancing science and engineering education in rural communities. Trail End State Historic Site was nominated by USA Today as one of the best historic holiday home tours in the country. The Kendrick Mansion there was one of 20 historic house museums around the country to make the list. And according to Only in Your State, Wyoming's most iconic food is chili. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ivy Engel.
And here's today's Wyoming trivia question. What is the poorest town in Wyoming? Send us your answer to wyomingpublicradio@gmail.com or by message on Instagram or Facebook, and we'll give a shout out to the first person with the correct answer. As for yesterday's trivia question, what is the oldest still operating bar in Wyoming? That would be the Miners and Stockman's Steakhouse in Hartville, which is near Guernsey. It was established in 1862 and remains open. Congratulations to Barbara Young, who was the first to submit the right answer. Well, that's it for today. Thank you for joining me, Charles Palkey, on Wyoming Debrief this morning. Have a great day and join me again tomorrow.